single date changed the price of pepper in Lisbon, May 29, 1453. That morning, Sultan Mehmed II's forces breached the Theodosian walls, ancient fortifications that had protected Constantinople for centuries, and the last Byzantine emperor, Constantine XI Palaiologos, died fighting in the streets. The siege had lasted 55 days, from April 6 to May 29. Mehmed had attacked by land and sea, deploying massive artillery pieces that pulverized walls no previous enemy had broken. When the dust settled, the city that sat at the crossroads of Europe and Asia belonged to the Ottoman Empire, and the commercial world that had depended on that crossroads was about to be turned upside down. Now, to understand why this mattered so deeply to merchants in Venice, you need a concrete picture of how medieval trade actually worked. Think of the Eastern Mediterranean as a highway system, and Venice as the toll collector at the Western Gate. Venetian maritime routes ran from the Adriatic through the Greek archipelago, on to Constantinople, then south to Alexandria and other eastern ports. Spices, nutmeg, cloves, cinnamon, traveled overland from Asia into these entrepôts, where Venetian merchants bought them and shipped them west. Venice and Genoa had competed fiercely for this access since the 13th century. But by the early 15th century, Venice held a privileged position. Its commercial power rested on negotiated access to ports and markets, not brute force. That access was everything. Lose it, and the entire system collapses. Venice had already felt Ottoman pressure before 1453. The two powers fought their first war from 1423 to 1430. Venice had accepted Thessalonica from Byzantium, hoping to block Ottoman expansion toward Macedonia and the Adriatic. The Ottomans captured Thessalonica in 1430 anyway. After that, Venice made a pragmatic choice: stop trying to block Ottoman expansion and focus on preserving commercial access. That calculation held until Mehmed moved on Constantinople itself. An Ottoman attack on a Venetian ship in the Bosporus finally pushed the Venetian Senate to act. They sent a relief force, reportedly 800 soldiers and 15 galleys, but much of it arrived too late to change the outcome. Venetians already inside the city fought alongside other Christian defenders. It was not enough. Kimberly, the key idea here is that Venice was not a passive bystander. It was a deeply invested stakeholder watching its most critical node fall. Here is where the story gets genuinely surprising. The fall of Constantinople did not destroy Venetian trade. It restructured it. Venice had to negotiate neutrality and adapt fast. By 1479, Venice surrendered bases in Albania and the Morea and agreed to pay an annual tribute in exchange for restored commercial privileges inside Ottoman territory. That is not defeat. That is a calculated pivot. Venetian merchants continued importing wheat, spices, raw silk, cotton, and leather from Ottoman-controlled regions. They exported finished glass, soap, paper, and textiles back. The commerce was reciprocal. Ottoman expansion also brought other major trading hubs, Bursa, Damascus, into the same imperial system, which meant the network actually grew. For example, Venetian glassmakers at Murano depended on raw materials sourced through Ottoman markets. The relationship was entangled in ways that made outright hostility economically self-destructive for both sides. Both powers fought additional wars, yet both repeatedly sought peaceful coexistence because trade dependence made conflict expensive. The takeaway, Kimberly, is more precise than the standard story suggests. The fall of Constantinople in 1453 did not slam a door shut on Eastern trade. It changed who held the keys, and at what price. Ottoman control over the land routes and key entrepôts meant that access to spices and luxury goods now ran through a single imperial gatekeeper. That raised costs, introduced new political risks, and made Western European crowns, Portugal, Spain, Castile, increasingly desperate to find routes that bypassed the Ottoman system entirely. Venice adapted because it was already embedded in the Eastern Mediterranean. Atlantic-facing kingdoms could not adapt the same way. Remember this: the Ottoman conquest did not end the spice trade. It made the spice trade expensive enough that sailing into the unknown started to look rational. That desperation, not curiosity, is what launched the Age of Discovery. The siege that ended in 55 days set in motion a search for new routes that would take decades and reshape the entire globe.